And we are in need of wisdom. And as I look at this again, as I study this again this week, interestingly, with some of the things that's happened this week, it's time for wisdom, guys. So, Proverbs chapter 3, and I'm going to start at the beginning again, but we won't reteach the first 7 or 8, but anyway. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with your first fruits of all your increase, so that your barns will be filled with plenty. Your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For those for whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand. We're going to spend some time there. In her left hand is riches and honor. And her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace. And she is the tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Father, I thank you so much for your word, and I pray today, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to us, our path, our purpose in this teaching of your word today, God. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. So, we spent a lot of time in the first 7 or 8 verses last week. I'm just going to hit it real quick. Length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Following God's laws, doing what God's commanded us to do, walking on his path for you will add years to your life and they will give you peace. Is that the truth? And when we don't do that, what's the opposite of that? Turmoil and shortness of days, okay? We brought up some examples last week, and this is not about legalism. This is about living your life, the best life you can have. Does that make sense? Okay, but in this life there will be? All right, so, and we know that well, don't we? Let not mercy and truth forsake you, guys, and here's the deal. My mercy, the reason that God has given me so much mercy, the reason he's given me so much grace in our relationship, is because I have handed it out like a 4-year-old makes a peanut butter sandwich, okay? Because I refuse to not forgive. Because you know why? Because it's not good for me. And guess what? I like me, okay? And I refuse to walk in unforgiveness. I refuse to treat people badly. I refuse it. And does anybody ever get irritated? Slight irritation, okay? Slight irritation, okay? But anyway, so mercy and truth, stay with them and it will give you peace and long life and in the sight of God and man. And I am so blessed that God, that my parents, my grandparents went before me and planted seeds that I'm reaping now of peace. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. And guys, I had to, that scripture, I remember it from the 60s. And that's not a joke, okay? When I was in Sunday school as a child, because I like to understand things. I like to understand things. And things happen that I don't understand. Does that make sense? Have you been through some things you do not understand? And literally, I have said these words in my heart many, many times. That ain't right. Okay? But here's the deal. The bottom line is everything that's going on in your life has gone through the filter of a father's love. And we say, how is that possible? Because I've done this before. I'll show you. I'll back up here a minute and show you what I'm talking about. Let's pretend that we've got a measuring tape from here to City Hall down here. That'd probably be an eighth of a mile. Okay? Pretend there's an ant on that. And that ant is walking from one notch to the next really slowly, seeing what's going on down there. There's dirt on it. There's going on. And then you have a different view. And I haven't used it like this before, but now that I'm so such a high-tech redneck, the place I work now, when something happens, they do two things. One is they go get the bloodhound, which is my speed, okay? The other thing is they launch the drones. I want to tell you something. I was looking on a screen, actually, the other day of the view that that drone has. That thing goes up, goes out, and it's like you see, if there were people three tree lines over, they were doing something, they were running, you find the car, the drone follows it, it gets the driver's license or the tag on the back. I mean, that's a different view from standing there in the backyard of the sheriff's office. That's a different, I couldn't see nothing except on that screen. God, the view that God sees of your life is eternal. It's everything that's going on in you, and all things are working together for your good. And you said, well, I've done some stupid stuff. Merry Christmas, you're part of the posse, okay? I've done some stupid stuff, there have been some bad things, but all things are working together eternally for your good. Does that make sense? He sees it differently than we do. And I love this one, okay? Don't be wise in your own eyes. I wish I could, that'd be a good tattoo, but it wouldn't, you know, you'd have to put it somewhere everybody's looking at it, but because it's just something maybe I just need to make a sign, maybe a yard sign, or put it on the back of my belt. I don't know, one or the other. But, well, my t-shirt's out all the time, so it won't work. But anyway, but the point being is this. Does the whole world think, well, I know more about that because, you know, I've got a degree in Google. Is that right? I can Google it. I know more, you know. And the other day, I actually shared something from J. Vernon McGee. And, of course, I listened to him in the 80s, maybe I think the late 70s also. He's a Bible teacher, a radio Bible teacher who taught through the entire Bible. And he's right in the middle. J. Vernon is right in the middle. Okay, he's not far right. He's a great Bible teacher. He's dead right now. But the point being is this. So he's talking about Jesus. He's talking about the sufficiency of Christ. And immediately on Instagram, immediately everybody, the people are like, well, that means this, but what about this? What about this? What about, because everybody is coming from their different thin slice. They can't just say, isn't that wonderful? What about the old covenant? What about the new covenant? What about, you know, because everybody, there's this, remember what the Bible says in the last days, knowledge will increase. And so we're getting toward the last days, guys. And knowledge is, it has, if you made a timeline, and I can't draw it, okay, because I don't know the stats anymore, because it's changed so much in the last 15 years since I've even taught anything like this. But the bottom line is, knowledge for thousands and thousands of years, you know, we're riding donkeys and all that. Then it becomes a machine age, and it kind of doubles and it triples. But now it's with the computer age, it's doubling, tripling, quadrupling, you know, continually. I don't have any stats to give you on it, but it's scary. So don't be wise in your own eyes. You know, you got two ears and one mouth. Don't be a keyboard commando. It's not your responsibility to keep the world straight. You are an ambassador for who?
Christ.
For Christ. It's your job to point people to Jesus, okay? And let him, through the Holy Spirit. I'm not much of a fisherman, and that's the truth, okay? I know some, okay? And I sometimes eat what they catch. But here's the deal, guys. Not one time have I ever claimed a fish before I caught it. Not one time. So remember that. So, fear the Lord, depart from evil. It'll be health. Everybody's got a health. Everybody's got something to talk about health. If you don't eat this, if you do this, you don't do that, you do this, you don't do that, if you do this, you don't do that, if you do this, you don't do that, you do this, you don't do that, if you don't do this, you don't do that, then you can't do this, if you don't do that, you don't eat that. But I want to tell you something. The number one killer in America is stress. And I want to tell you, you reminds me of this very complicated concept. There was a kitty cat on the back of one of my pastor's door, a picture, and he's hanging on like this, and it says, relax, God's in charge, okay? And honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits. We talked about this. I'm not gonna get into the finances again this week, but I want to plant those seeds. God takes care of you either way. You know, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. You're not earning anything in the kingdom of God, but you know as well as I do, seeds grow up to something. My son, don't despite the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. Now, this is the beginning. That was the review. This is the beginning. All right, you ready? How many of you love to be griped at work? Well, you didn't do this right. You didn't do that right. You didn't do this right. Do you just love that? How many of you just love correction? How many of you just love to find out that you've been wrong and you actually get corrected and it's right? Don't you just love that? Doesn't that just feed your ego and make you so much happier? And no? Are you saying no? So you mean our nature is to fake it till we make it? You know, hide it till we can, never mind. Okay, whatever. I don't know what rhymes with that. I'll be careful. Chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, it's only in there one time. I am making a little emphasis. Does God love you?
Yes.
Okay. He corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. Now, I want you to think about this. We're going to be in Romans in a little while, which is wearing me out, by the way. But we're going to get into a place in Romans where it says, well, this, you go through this, and it leads to this, which you go through this, it leads to this, it leads to this. And this is not a joke. I'm not trying to make a joke. I literally, when I read that, and I go, why can't I just get it? Why do you have to go through the process to get it? Okay, now I want you to think about the Christian walk has been described over and over as an athletic event, as a race. Now, I ran a little bit yesterday. Not much, don't get excited. Nothing was chasing me, okay? But I walked my favorite animal, and as I was coming up the hill, I always run up the hill, you know, and we're running and we get to the top, but I don't run much at all. Walk a good bit, but don't run much at all. But can you imagine tomorrow, is it 26.2? Is that what a marathon is? 26.2
yes.
Miles? Okay. I can just see the sticker on the back of the somebody's car. First time I saw that, I thought, what does that mean? Anyway, but can you imagine tomorrow I say, well, you know, I can run up the hill with the dog and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign up for a marathon. It's 3 weeks away. What do you think the chances of me getting through that without a trip to the ER? You know, or something, or at least just come to my senses at some point, and stopping and living, okay, or whatever. But watch, guys. What could happen if you wanted to run a marathon is you would have to, listen to this word, discipline yourself. And what would have to happen is, and I love these stories, you'd have to start out and you'd have to push yourself further, further, further. They've actually got programs where they actually write it out for you. If you run this Monday, run this Tuesday, run this Wednesday, but you know, and you eat this, you don't eat this, you eat this. And I remember a friend of mine used to run marathons, and I said, why is it so hard for me to run long distance? He said, well, the TPI. I go, what? 2 pounds per inch. If you're 6 inches tall, you weigh about 120 pounds. That's 5 feet. If you're 5'10", you weigh about 104. You see what I mean? It's 2 pounds. I said, yeah, that ain't gonna work. You're right, I'm never gonna be a marathon. 2 pounds per millimeter. I don't know. Anyway, I have to go over to the metric system to be able to get into that. But here's the deal, guys. You have to discipline yourself. Now watch this. And so God, when we don't discipline ourselves sometimes, he has to discipline us so that we can learn, and he disciplines the ones he loves. Does that make sense? Okay. Because he wants the very best for us in this race. It's not like sitting on the couch eating chips watching Westerns, okay, which is fun, okay? But, or I like popcorn better. But anyway, now for some reason. But the point being is this. That's not what our life is about, okay? We all need to recreate, okay? But I'm not talking about your recreational life. I'm talking about living this life, your best life for Christ in this life. And here's the deal. I was thinking about this the other day in reading some of this about discipline. I don't know. See, this would have been the seventh grade, probably. I played football, and this is my first year of junior high football. And I want you to think about this. There was a cutoff date. You couldn't do it because there was some kind of rule. Somebody evidently keeps up with this kind of stuff. There was a certain date that we started football practice in the summer before school started. You were not supposed to practice at all before that. Everybody was supposed to start at the same time. And we started two-a-days in August in South Arkansas, a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the afternoon. And then in the middle part of that, we would be doing chalk talk in the cool, it would be an air conditioner, doing chalk talk where they draw on the plays, this guy does this guy does, and trying to learn. And guys, here's the deal. When you work out that hard there, then the games are actually easier. Does that make sense? You work, and so as we go through this game of life, as we succeed and work where he is, the discipline that he's putting us through, and none of it seems pleasant at the time, does it? That's the Bible, okay? But he is answering my prayer in my life. And if you will pray this prayer, he will answer this prayer in you. I prayed, I said, Lord, I want to be the man you've called me to be. And have I done that perfectly? No. Have I done that well at times? No. But God has been faithful with his part of the covenant. Does that make sense? He is bringing me to be the man he's called me to be. So 13, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver. This brings me to another story. There's a theme, and I'm I'm sure it's true for women. I'm sure it's true for women, but it's a theme. It's a theme with the men in the Bible and the men in my life and myself personally. And this is the theme. Okay, it's not very complicated. Okay, if you want us to do well, put us in a fight. And I don't mean punching one another. Okay, I mean literally give us something to go for, something to pursue, something to do. And when we do that, and I think it's a thing for girls too, but this is what I know, that's when we lay aside those things that easily beset us. I'm gonna tell you, 15, 20 years ago, I was in a fight. And I don't mean a physical fight, I was in a spiritual fight. And I'm gonna tell you something, before I walked into that spiritual fight, I was all worried about that had rust on my truck. I was all worried about, you know, I can't believe this. I can't believe that person don't treat me like that. I don't believe it, you know, but as I got to this edge of this fight and as I began to get attacked, all of those things around the edges, I couldn't even found them. I didn't even care about it because I was in the fight. I was in a spiritual fight. And I want to tell you, I was worried about maybe Kim getting the wrong barbecue. This is not true. I'm just making up something. The wrong barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce didn't matter anymore. Okay? I might have been worried about this or that. None of that worked because I was in a fight. And I want to tell you, God is calling us to get off the couch and grab the wisdom of the truth of the Father and begin to walk the path He's called us to walk. And some of us will have some spiritual battles during that time. Because you think the enemy wants you to be successful? Do we have real enemy?
Yes.
Not just our flesh. I wish the only thing I fought was my flesh. Because here's the deal. I know my flesh is strong. I know that. Okay? But I wish there weren't powers, principalities, and high places setting snares out there for you, setting snares for me, knowing the things that we struggle with the past, setting snares. And we have to be, you have to be prayed up and careful, or you watch me. And that is part of this wisdom, okay? And the point of this story that I was going to tell you is this whole fight thing. I was blessed with a trip one time. And it's all paid for, okay? It's all paid for. It was a conference. It's all paid for. They said, just go enjoy yourself, but learn what you need to learn. Bring back so you can teach it, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's happened several times. But this time in particular, it's a really nice motel. It was not, and I didn't book it. It was really nice. I was riding on the elevator and I had my stuff and I was getting, and had some friends with me. But then there was this conflict that erupted amongst the folks that were there. And it got more and more conflictical, okay? But anyway, none of those are words, but don't try this at home. But here's the point, guys. All of that niceness, all of those provided meals, all of that great training, the whole thing was miserable. It didn't change anything about the view. It didn't change anything about the night. But all of that conflict, all of that. And you know what? As some of my family would say, that ruined the whole thing. Okay. She's gone right now. But anyway, the point being is peace comes through wisdom. It will not come through. This talks about, it's not ruby, it's more valuable than rubies. It's more valuable. And when we walk that wise path, then it produces fruit, okay, that is more precious than rubies. And of course, it then talks about the length of days, her ways are pleasantness. And how many of you guys like to have a pleasant life? Okay. I learned something. And I am odd. That's okay. I'll say that right up. And I've said this the other day. I learned this because you can let people drive you crazy. If you're like me and you love, I love people. and I want to please people. And now that there's unlimited access to everybody, essentially, I get messages from all over the United States. You know, they want me to do this, they don't want you to do this, and I'm like, what? But here's the point, guys. You can let that run you and ruin you, or you can do what I decided a few years ago, and I don't do it faithfully, I do it intermittently, and then when it gets bad, then I jump back to the, that's my fault mode. When everything's going bad, I go to this fault. It's like, hey, you guys can do anything you want to, but I'm gonna have a good time. And that don't mean debauchery, that does not mean anything that you would say, oh my God, what's Bruce doing? No, I'm talking about I'm gonna have a good time. I choose joy. Does that make sense? I choose joy and the things that bring me joy and the things that, and a lot of times as I pursue, and I'm not talking about self-centeredness, I'm actually talking about just a mental attitude. I'll give you an example. I found out I was in the military 8 years, okay? And I found out I moved like 8 times in 8 years, and I think 7, okay, whatever. But it takes all day long to in process when you show up for one of those deals. And you set, and I'm not talking about basic training, this is after that, this was not during basic training. This is like, you show up to Minot, North Dakota, your first day, you're gonna be sitting there, there's gonna be 10 of you, you know, and then you get up there, and you give them this paperwork, you give them that, and then you sit down, and you go to the next place, you go to the next, I mean, it's all in process, and it's a big deal. And you can either sit there, and this is before phones, you know, now I'm sure everybody's sitting there like this. Okay, but back then, that was before that, guess what I'd do? I had my briefcase, back then we all carried briefcases when we were in process. I'd have my novel out and just pull it out and just start reading and just enjoy myself, just choose to. I'm getting paid to sit there. You know, when your background's the hayfield, I mean, hey, I'm not sweating, mostly. I'm not having to run, I'm not having to, yeah, anyway. So, and of course I hadn't been out of basic that long, so I was excited about just not been hollered at. But anyway, so the point being is this, you can choose wisely, and I want to tell you, it'll change your health. Your mental attitude will change your health, okay? And her ways is pleasantness, her path or peace, she's a tree of life for those who take hold of her, and happy is all who retain her. Okay, I've got 5 after 6. I don't think that's right. What time is it? What? Okay, I'll set this in a minute. I didn't wear it yesterday. Okay. I wasn't kidding. I've got 5 after 6. Okay. Okay. So we're gonna finish this 19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up and the clouds dropped down the dew. Now, does that tell you anything? Now, we know what the word says. You know, we say it in here probably every 90 days or so. God walked out on nothing and said, let there be something. And it happened because full authority is his. But guess what? He knew. He had a picture of where he was going. He had knowledge. He had, you know, and sometimes I wonder, what was you thinking? But anyway. But the bottom line is, God, all wisdom is wrapped up in the reality of Christ. And as we follow him, we don't have to know everything. I'm going to tell you something. I work for an agency, okay, that there's a lot of things in that building, all kinds of machines, all kind of electronics, all kind, because I am definitely an analog man in a digital world, okay? There's no doubt about that. But the bottom line is, I don't know how to fix any of that, but guess what I do know? I know who knows. And if it's nobody in that building, then I've got this number that I call, and they get on speaker, and then all of a sudden my computer starts moving by itself. I don't mean moving around on the table. okay, we'd have to call it an exorcist. But I'm just talking about the thing, the building. They start fixing it and doing this and doing that. And then sometimes, you know, it may be the heat and air, and some guy shows up and starts with his tools and starts working on it. And if I had to do that, guess what? We'd be hot or cold or whatever. If I had to fix the computer, guess what? We'd be back in pencil and paper in 25 minutes. You know, and when they said, we're going to get you a tablet, I thought they meant a big chief tablet. With one of those big pencils, and that's not what they gave me. They gave me something else. So. But is God wise? Yes. Is God wisdom?
Yes.
Do we need to follow him?
Yes.
And I'm not talking about legalism. I'm not talking about, I needed it. No, what I'm talking about is follow the person of Jesus Christ. And as we do that, you know that the old rabbi saying was stay so close to your teacher that the dust from his sandals gets on your garments. Now, don't you think about that. That doesn't mean you're riding on their back. That doesn't mean, though, it means, 3 feet. And that way, it's hard for me to lose somebody at 3 feet, okay? If I keep my eye on you and I'm following you like this, if we're in the mall and you got to go over there and look at the whatchamacallits, okay? If I'm 3 feet behind you, I'm not going to lose you, right? So, guys, follow Jesus. And his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light into our path. And I'm going to tell you, literally, as I have studied this book right here, the Proverb, in the last 3 weeks, it has spoke to me once again. And evidently, I need reminded. Anybody else? A gentle reminder is better than those. So I'd rather do this and then implement that. So let's pray together. Guys, thank you so much, Lord, for these people, both online and here with me, God. Thank you for them. And Lord, I pray that you would bless them as we take your word and it becomes our standard. The washing of the water of the word, Lord, to wash away all of this fear, this doubt, this shame. Because, Lord, you said you chose, selected, preordained, and predestined us, God, to follow you. As I saw that person say that last night, God, once again, we're chosen. Lord, I love you. We give this day to you. We give this service to you today, Lord, as we go into worship here in a few minutes. Let us do, be, and say what you call us to do, be, and say. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.